Hello, I'm Joe Walton, and I'm here backstage in the Copper Rooms for Raw 12:51 AM, and we have with us the Chuckle Brothers, ready to perform at Pop later on tonight at midnight with their new single with Tinch Strider. Hi, guys.
Hello. How you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm
it's
good.
Great to be here.
It's great to be here.
Yeah, your collaboration with Tinchy came a bit out of the blue for most people. How did it come about?
It did with us, didn't it?
It did. Really? Yeah, we did Celebrity Juice with him, and we were the what was the name of the band? What was our
the League
group?
Of
what? That's the one. Yeah,
that's
the Bar Stewards.
Yes.
What we were.
Yes.
And we just got on like wildfire, and tweeted a few pictures of sitting together and talking, and people were coming on saying, "When's the single coming out?" And we kept in contact, and he said, "Why don't you come down to the studio, and we'll do something for a laugh?"
Yeah.
Which it was only for a giggle. We did it for a giggle, and we went.
Yeah, was it your first time in a recording studio?
Oh no,
we have been in before.
Yeah,
we
had an album out in
1992. A few number ones.
Oh yeah, in the
States. A few number twos as well, but not. More
yes,
like
Barry's
number
got
ones.
Loads of number twos. He has that IBS problem.
Number ones. Yeah.
But we did it as a joke, and then Jamal Edwards came in and said it'd be great to release it as a single, as a. As a charity for the ACLT.
Yeah.
So we said, brilliant, do it. And he came down and we went down to London again, didn't we?
Yes.
All at our own expense.
Any funny stories from inside the recording studios, or were you very professional?
Oh, there was a couple.
There's a few things we're not really couldn't really say.
Yes.
No, but the smoke alarms didn't go off. They
no,
were wrapped
I'm
up.
Glad to say,
it's all right.
Yes.
Yeah, well, obviously the Chuckle Brothers have many famous catchphrases, but...
What's that then? What are they?
I don't know. I had no idea.
I thought you said. Did you say to you then?
I didn't say to me. No.
Didn't you? Oh, I didn't know. Yes.
But yeah, of course. Which are the favourites for each of you out of all of the many that you've had over the years?
All of them. I think. Oh dear. Oh dear.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear. I have no idea.
Oh dear. Oh dear. Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Oh dear. Oh dear.
Oh dear. We'll be doing that in an hour.
Yes.
Oh, less than now, isn't it?
Warming up.
Yeah, and of course, with Chuckle Vision, the show that ran for 22 years.
Yes, it did.
The red pedal car obviously became a big icon of that show.
Yeah.
Whose idea was it?
Yeah. We've still got it, haven't we?
The Chuckmobile, yes.
Yeah, well, it certainly wasn't Barry's because he had to do all the pedalling and
my
feet up, as you know.
It was the producer, actually, wasn't it? It was his idea,
He came up with it, He said, because we want a vehicle, obviously, to get around with the jobs we were doing, but... Because there was kids watching, kids can't allow to drive, they can't drive any motor vehicles.
So he said, do you want one of them?
So he said that three-seater really, push bike was a great idea, and it caught on, people loved it.
Yeah, what's probably your funniest memory from the set of Chuckle Vision? Obviously, it was great to watch as a kid.
Oh, there
was it. Was it great fun making it as well?
There was loads of that.
I mean, you can see the outtakes at the end, weren't
they?
They were all genuine.
We had such a laugh making it. But there was a few good episodes, weren't there?
There was one funny bit that when we were filming, it was down here at Warwick.
Leamington Spa, yeah.
Yeah, and the director had us to walk, throw the plank down across a stream, walk across it and get up the other side. And we said, well, Martin Hughes, who's now the producer, was director, he would never make us do anything like that without
doing it himself first.
Make sure it was safe.
Yeah.
So we said... What do you mean? We said, well, you do it. If it's safe, we'll do it.
Yeah.
He put it down across the thing, stepped on straight in one of
He was a big guy, wasn't he?
He was a big guy.
That'd have been all right,
yeah.
Obviously, you mentioned that Barry obviously does all the pedalling in the pedal car.
Yeah,
so, Paul, obviously, you're pulling rank on Barry quite a lot in Chuckle Vision. Does that happen in real life as well?
Oh, yes, of course.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't.
It does.
But we get on really well, don't we?
Just shut up.
No, I won't.
You will.
Yeah.
You will. I suppose he does. Yes, most of the time.
Yes. So recently, you've been touring the whole country. I saw you in Casbah in Coventry.
Were you there? Yeah, I was there.
Yeah. So, what has been your favourite place to perform?
Well,
so
funny
far?
Enough, I think maybe the best one up to now was probably Darlington last week, wasn't it? They were flying. But then again, we've done Darlington pantomime for about 8 or 9 times in the last 25 years.
Yeah.
So all the guys that were in there have seen us over and over working on stage live doing the pantos.
Yeah.
So, but everywhere, it's just brilliant.
Great everywhere we've been,
the electric atmosphere, you know, with the crowd.
The Casbah was
superb.
Good. It was good.
It was a great night when I was there, yeah.
Really good. Northampton. It is to be good as well. This sounds good, yeah.
Yeah, Northampton Uni was a good night as well, wasn't it? Yes, that's a beautiful.
Yeah, obviously, along with Chuckervision, you've also been on many other TV shows like Pointless and you mentioned Celebrity Juice earlier. What's been your favourite thing to do other than, that's not really been your own thing, like other guest appearances?
I don't know. I suppose Coach Trip was brilliant, wasn't it?
Oh, we enjoyed that.
It was very
Coach
tiring
Trip,
doing
yeah.
Coach Trip, and we won that. Went to the end and won it. That
but
was
it was
a
good. It was a good experience, wasn't it?
It was excellent. It's something that you wouldn't do normally.
Yeah, we went on the gondolas, didn't we, in Venice and all that. Yeah. With the cheeky girls.
Yeah, it was probably about the best. Celebrity Juice last year was a good one as well, wasn't it? We enjoyed that. It was different, you know.
Yeah.
Thank you very much to Paul and Barry Chuckle for joining us on Raw 12:51 AM. Thank you very much, guys, and do take care.
Okay, cheers, mate.
Nice
good to speak to you.
Love to all.
Cheers.